WACV.
Welcome back. We have T. Spear on the line. Hey, T. Spear, thanks for calling.
Oh, and it is such an honor. First of all, this is to the gray hair. I want to thank that Marine for his service to me and my country.
Amen. Me too.
Because of those men and women who voluntarily pull on the uniforms of this great nation,
yes, ma'am.
We stay free.
Yep.
And I appreciate them more than they will ever know.
Me too.
I would like to know, what was the name? My son, who is an inactive Marine, that is a Marine who is no longer in active service.
Yes, ma'am.
Like the gray hair. What was the name of that book you were mentioning just a few moments ago? I would like to get that for him for Christmas.
Every year
I try to give him something that kicks him in the butt and makes him remember why. When he was 16 years old, he turned and looked at me and he said, "Mom, it's not just that I want to join the Marines. It's that I have to."
Wow. Wow. Smedley Butler's book is entitled War is a Racket.
Okay.
Great book.
Oh, I will be getting him a copy of it for Christmas.
Awesome.
Probably me a copy as well.
Yeah, you'll
that way I make sure he reads it.
You'll appreciate it.
Thank you again, Terry.
Yes, ma'am.
May I make a suggestion for some Saturday night here soon?
Sure. Of course.
Discuss just what you're discussing with this.
Mm-hmm.
On a Saturday night.
Okay.
I think that there are a lot more Nazis in Congress right now than we will ever believe.
I believe that as well. Yes.
If anybody doesn't think that, they need to stop and look at what's happened to this country recently.
Amen.
And I'm referring to the last, especially during the Obama ram down your throat.
Yep. The purge.
And now the theft of this election, because
exactly.
This election wasn't stolen from Donald Trump.
Stolen from the people.
It was stolen from every single one of us.
Amen. You're right.
And either you let it stand as it is, or you fight. And I have no intentions of letting it stand.
Amen. I'm with you.
So that would be a phenomenal evening.
Yes,
would
ma'am.
Be discussing just exactly who owns what.
You got
and
it.
How much they have. I mean, you look at the people in Congress, they go in as
yep.
relatively normal, wealthy people, and they come out multi-millionaires.
Yeah, Mo Brooks and I talked
There's
about
this. There's something wrong there.
Yep. You got it. They all need to be audited. Every one of them needs to be audited.
You know, Joe Biden has never worked a day in his life, but how many millions does he have?
Exactly. Where'd it come from? From us.
Yeah.
I know.
There's just something very, very wrong there. And the American people need to get off their butt and stop being complacent.
Yep.
And start to look at this and seriously question these people who are in office.
Runaway apathy.
Seriously question what's going on.
I know. You're right.
So
thank you again.
Yes, ma'am. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A new poll shows that most Americans who haven't been vaccinated against COVID-19 say they are unlikely to get the shots. Most of them also doubt they would work against the aggressive Delta variant, despite evidence that they do. Those findings underscore the challenges facing public health officials as soaring infections in some states again threaten to overwhelm hospitals. The poll conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research found that 35% of adults who have not yet received a vaccine say they probably will not, and 45% say they definitely will not. Just 3% of unvaccinated Americans say they will definitely get the shots, though another 16% say they probably will. On Wall Street, the Dow by 238 points, the NASDAQ rose 152. This is SRN News.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
I'm Jackie Dorman. Have you ever caught yourself believing you'll never find a deeply fulfilling relationship with a marriage-minded Christian man? Well, you're not alone, and I can relate. For years, I believed I would never find the love of my life. If you're feeling stuck in negativity, I invite you to join me in my free Married in 12 Months 5-Day Challenge at lovestories.com. That's lovestories.com.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now's a great time to transfer your home videos during our July 50% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery, unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. Don't forget about our July 50% off special.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. HIMSS was our answer. HIMSS connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/love. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to HIMSS, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/love. That's 4hims.com/love for your free online visit. forhims.com/love.
Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. A busy day for officials in Macon County. An 18-wheeler caught fire overnight after a wreck and shut down northbound lanes of Interstate 85 near Shorter. That caused a major delay in traffic. Crews are cleaning up the wreckage and diesel fuel. Five people were involved in the wreck with only one minor burn injury. The Alabama chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics wants Alabama students to be required to wear face masks to start the new school year. Officials say more than 50,000 children in the state have gotten COVID-19 since the pandemic started. It says numbers are going up at the same rate as last summer. Governor Kay Ivey says she doesn't think there should be a school mask requirement. The Landmarks Foundation is holding its market day in Old Alabama Town in downtown Montgomery tomorrow from 10 to 2. There'll be vendors, live music, and activities and tours for the whole family. Admission is $10. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Scattered evening showers and thunderstorms are roaming around, and they'll cool down a few lucky towns before fading out later on tonight. Overnight low temperature falls to about 74. Tomorrow and Sunday are going to be hot. High around 93 Saturday, closer to the mid-90s Sunday. Heat index 100 to 105 both days. Scattered random thunderstorms for a few lucky towns here and there. And the intense heat and humidity will continue on Monday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, welcome back to Happy Hour. My name's Terry Adams. I'm sitting in for Greg, the voice of the River Region, Budell, and of course, Miss Rosie Brock is with us, and we have a call. Papa, John. Papa John. Got it. Your own.
Hey, Terry.
Hi.
Hey, Terry.
How are you?
Great. I want to tell you, you always have a very mentally stimulating program, and I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Got two statements, and they're not related, but they're in line with what you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
About the COVID-19 vaccine, which is not a vaccine.
Right.
I'm a healthy 73-year-old, very healthy 73-year-old. I work at it. I exercise. I eat right.
Awesome.
I take the proper supplements to make sure my immune system stays in good shape.
Good.
But I'm going to tell you the reason I decided not to take the vaccine.
Okay.
I went to the CDC site, and I asked for the average length of time it took to get a, quote, the vaccine approved for release to the public use.
Mm-hmm.
That number is 12-plus years.
Yep.
The one we're looking at right now, you know, happened distributed less than a year.
Yes,
and that scared me to death.
It should.
But as a result, I'm not doing it.
I don't blame
you. The other thing is, and I think you could probably help me on this, in the original design of the federal government with its three branches, if I'm not mistaken, there was no salary paid. Am I correct?
You are correct. Initially, right.
There was a per diem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only person I know that's done that lately is Donald Trump.
Amen.
But what that does say, if you changed it completely right now, and eliminate the salary, eliminate the retirement, how pure a form of a democratic republic would you have?
Wow. I think you'd have a better republic than you got now.
Well, my point is, right now, there's too much incentive for them to get there and spend a term like AOC. And I don't know exactly what the retirement is for a one-term congressman, but it's pretty substantial, is it not?
It is. And she'll have health care the rest of her life as well.
So, to me, this whole thing needs to be disincentivized.
Yes, sir.
Because you got the wrong reasons. People are taking the wrong reasons to go and do what should be their
volunteer. That's right. You're right.
It's no longer a civic duty, it's a job.
You know, my daddy used to say, son, why would somebody spend $3 or $4 million campaigning for an office that purportedly pays $100,000 a year? Why would they do that? And I'm like, I don't understand, Dad. He goes, because they're going to get rich.
They go.
He was
now,
right.
Another way we could do this is allow them to, I know we had supposedly could not take any kind of gratuity for a speech. But if they went ahead and changed that back and said, okay, you can get gratuities for speech, but you can no longer have a salary or retirement or whatever else.
Sure.
And what would happen is you've got those that have already made their money, that have already been there for 30 or 40 years as Pelosi, Biden, all the rest.
Richard
and
Schell.
You would find them, oh, I'd be glad to serve now.
Yep.
The only thing is you're not going to find any new blood that can really do you any good that will make a turnaround on what we got, unless you can find a bunch of Donald Trumps out there.
You're right, or Mo Brooks.
Right, or Mo Brooks.
Yes,
I agree with you there. I had the pleasure of meeting him one time, and I really thank the world, the guy.
I do, too.
Terry, look, keep at it. I really enjoy when I get a chance to hear you and talk to you.
Thank you.
Just keep on going. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Papa John.
Take care. We got to hit a break now.
In another minute.
Oh, cool. We get a whole nother
minute.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I appreciate all these people that I haven't talked to in a while coming on, and I appreciate all the compliments, but, you know, Saturday night's a whole different deal. It's a different feel. I'm up here by myself on Saturday nights. It's kind of fun to have the studio to you. Not just the studio, the whole building.
Yeah.
I have it to myself, and it's fun. And until one of the guys downstairs leaves and sets the alarm, not realizing I'm here.
And
that's always fun when you open that back door and you hear that loud, loud
exactly.
siren.
Exactly.
You know, and then you can't get on air because you got to sit by the phone and wait for the alarm company to call, give them the password and, you know, all that. But
right. That's
happened a few times. But that's the way it goes. I park around on the side in the back and they don't see my car. So
yeah. They
don't know anybody's here. But I've been doing that show for 7 years. So by now you would think they realize Saturday night somebody's here. So it hadn't happened in a while. So maybe
I think they're in their own zone.
And, you know, the more I do this, the more I realize you kind of have to get in your own zone to do it. And I tell you, I have that much more respect for Greg Budell, the way he can sit here and rattle these things off. It's not easy to do. Not just anybody can come in here and do this.
No.
Greg is extremely talented at just doing these live ads, just closes his eyes and just rattles it off. It's unreal. It's unreal. I don't think I'll ever be able to do that, but I'm not Greg Budell. Thank goodness. There's only one Greg, and I hope he's having a good time wherever he is.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, well, today, in case you haven't noticed, we're trying to kind of get back into the happiness of Happy Hour instead of dwelling on what's going on the news. You know, this studio, there's TVs, there's a TV in front of me and there's one behind me, and they usually keep the news stuff on. Now, when Rusty comes in, he'll flip it over to Andy Griffith sometimes. And to be honest with you, I'll flip it over him.
And Greg will flip it to if he gets tired of what he's seeing on the screen.
Exactly. Because it's, well, if you know me, you know that I don't trust the mainstream media as far as I can throw them. Because I know they're totally corrupt and treasonous. I've never trusted them. So I don't pay any attention to that. And I think you'd probably be better off too, Mr. and Mrs. Listener, if you quit watching mainstream news and strictly listen to 93.1 and everything you hear on this station. Because you will get the you'll get the truth from the people here. You really will. Wow, 16:32. We probably should hit a break.
Time for a break.
All right. Folks, this is Happy Hour. You're listening to News Talk 93.1 WACV, and we'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic. We are still showing an active accident on I-85 southbound or South Union. However, traffic seems to be moving pretty good through I-85 southbound up to the 65 merge. Very busy right there on I-65 and 85. We've got a lot of traffic congestion on East South Boulevard, Troy Highway back to Baptist. Pretty busy on Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway outbound, and the 31s to Wetumpka and to Prattville. No new accidents to tell you about at the moment. Buckle up, drive carefully, and we will keep you updated. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has over 100 pre-owned Toyotas on the lot and even some 2021s. The name says it all. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, welcome back to Happy Hour. I am your fill-in host. I'm basically sitting in for Greg the Great Budell. My name's Terry Adams. Of course, Miss Rosie Brock, she's the one that runs this place. We have a call. Duke is on line one. Hey, Duke, thanks for calling.
Hey, Terry.
Hey.
I enjoy listening to you.
Thank you.
You scare me sometimes, but
me
I
too.
Enjoy listening to you.
Thank you.
He scares himself.
I scare myself.
So. I was going to ask you, we've been watching these clips of that townhome. I don't mean to change the subject, but
there's no sense topic. It's okay.
I was watching it, and I didn't say anything to anybody, but when they panned on to him when he was looking at Dan Lemon, his eyes, could you see something in that? It's kind of a scary look. You can tell there's something wrong with him. I don't know. And, you know, the way he speaks, of course, but his eyes were like, I don't know. You may have to look back at it.
I don't know if anybody's brought that up. And zoom it in, and then I'll pull it. I can pull it and put it in my computer and play around with it and figure out what's going on.
It's certainly interesting because I was like, whoa.
Vertically slit pupils, maybe?
Yeah, there's something wrong with him. There's no doubt. Well, we know that, but anyway. It crossed my mind when I started watching it.
Like, right.
Anyway, right. I'm enjoyed listening.
Thank you.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say I'm going to go back and pull it with the software I have and take.
Well, when Lemon is talking to him, and they pan on his face, his eyes, he's looking at him. It's just like a hollow look. It's kind of weird.
Anyway,
I just caught it myself.
Gotcha. I'll take a look.
All right,
at it.
All right, brother. Enjoy listening.
Thanks,
take
man.
Care.
You bet.
East
of the Rockies. You're on, man.
Hey, listen, I appreciate it. According to Duke, you know, there's something wrong with his eyes. The first thing I thought about was Men in Black when the creature's eyes closed sideways, you know, and I'm like, ah, you know.
Yep.
But let's hope that that's not going on. Hey, look, our friend Greg Budell frequently talks about Green Acres,
I love that.
I saw something the other day that made me think, Greg. Ava Gabor said that people say that I'm not a good homekeeper. She said, I've kept every house from every man I've divorced. You know?
That's perfect.
Yeah. So anyway, I miss hearing Greg today, but I'm glad that you guys are we're in good hands with you and Rosie.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on. And you guys have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay?
You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Uncle Ron.
All right. Hey, you were on, Uncle Ron.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I hope you all have a great day.
Yep. Getting better.
I got a little joke I'd like to tell, if it's okay.
Go right ahead.
So little Timmy spent the night with his grandma. And she fixed him his very favorite chocolate cupcakes with multicolored sprinkles.
Ooh.
So he's laying there at night thinking, well, what can I do for Mama in the morning? So he gets up and going to fix her breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So he fixes her coffee and toast, takes it up to her bed, and this toast a little burnt, you know, and she takes a sip of the coffee. She says, wow. And so she said, oh, my favorite grape jelly. That's really nice. And she's drinking, and she sees this little helmet floating around in her cup.
Yeah.
And she drinks the more. She sees it's a little bitty G.I. Joe, and she says, well, Timmy, this is just all great and wonderful. I just love you so much. She says, I love you too, man. But why is there a little G.I. Joe in my cup? And he says, well, the lady on TV said the best part of waking up is soldiers in your cup.
Oh, that's good. I love play on words. That's perfect. Well, well done.
I just want to make some folks smile today.
You know,
it's Friday, and I'm off tomorrow. I don't have to work, so it's a wonderful day. The sky is blue, sort of.
Sort of.
And, so I just really enjoy y'all's show.
Thank you.
Greg has a good time.
I do, too.
Thanks, Uncle Ron.
Thanks, Uncle Ron. Take care.
I think y'all are doing a splendid job.
Thank you. Take care.
And Sam is on, too.
Is this the Sam from Pike County?
Well, it certainly is. It's Friday. I thought I'd have some fun. Call in, pull your chain.
Harass me a little bit.
Yeah, I'd like to make a request.
No.
A roll call.
I don't have that one.
roll call.
Sorry, we don't have that one.
Mr. Adams, hey, man, I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you, Rosie.
I'm here at Mom's. It's been a few days in Montgomery. And I'm frustrated, man. I'm trying to buy her some ammo for her. She got a 32 police special. Yeah, man. And I found some online, but they made me work for it.
Yep.
No, earlier today, the question came up. Someone said there's trying to be legislation passed to have women register for the draft. And, you know, people, they was getting knocked around. And, but anyways, I went to the, I said, what would it take for Selective Service to activate? And I went online, and that popped right up. You know, any good bureaucracy, all that's documented. Mm-hmm. Act of Congress. First off, a national emergency, Act of Congress, president's signature, and the draft is on. Uh-huh. And I got to thinking about how rotten things are right now. We got our national emergency. Uh-huh. Yeah,
we got a president who signed anything that's put in front of him.
Yes, sir. Everyone between the ages of 18 and a half years old to 25 years old could be activated. Just skip the lottery. Just bring everybody in and take them at the station, give them a medical examination. Mm-hmm. You've got all their blood in the DNA database. And any excuse, next thing you're pumping anything into them, you know, even though they're not actually in them. But I'm just saying all that just...
Scary stuff.
In these times.
You're scaring me now.
You can't make this, you know, can't go too far. But I just was letting my imagination flow, and I thought I'd share that with everyone.
Well, thank you for scaring us.
Now, that is a scary thing. You let your imagination go.
That is scary, because he has a very vivid imagination.
Yeah.
Greg's at the office one day, and I just become all of pieces.
I can't wait till tomorrow night. This is going to be fun.
I'm just happy person.
I know. I love you, man. I love you for who you are.
Hey, man. God bless, and thank y'all.
Thanks, right. Sam.
Take care, Sam. Yep, that's good enough for me. I heard on, I don't remember if it was Ms. Fogle's program. I think it was. Yeah, it was. Becky Gerritsen called and said, all the people that are getting the little stipend from the government for their children, in order to be eligible for that, the IRS says that they have to have your biological markers. You've got to send a picture of your face so they can do facial recognition, and you have to send something else. I don't remember what it was. I don't think it was blood, but you got to play the game if you want the money. That's scary, but look at
where
we are.
I thought they were just sending checks out willy-nilly.
So did I, but the IRS says, you got to have this. That's what Becky Gerritsen said, and if I trust anybody, I trust Becky Gerritsen, because she's pretty sharp.
Yeah.
She said she went on the IRS website and found it. Scary stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very scary, but...
Yeah.
You know, as Americans, we're not to be afraid. As a Christian, you're not to be afraid, because no matter what happens to this country, God is going to take care of his people. He always has. He always will. That's the big thing, is right now we need to be in prayer. Personally, I need to be fasting again. I did it for 5 or 6 days a month ago. I need to do it again. We all need to be deeply in prayer. And I'll be honest, I don't pray for my country. I pray God's will be done, period, and let him handle the details, because I'm not able to do that. I'm not smart enough to figure it all out. I ask him, your will be done. But we all need to be praying. Right now, more than ever, we need to be praying, and pray that we're deemed worthy to be saved by him from what's going to happen here. But that's just my opinion, and I could be wrong. Are we running until 5:30 on this?
Yes.
Cool. So we have a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Or a minute and 18, 17, 16, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, but 272-9228 is our number here. I really didn't want to get into conspiracies, because I saved that for Saturday night. We kind of wanted to bring the happy back. And mainly I wanted everyone to understand that the reason we enjoy the country we enjoy today, and not necessarily what's going on today, but the America we grew up in, is because of God and what God has blessed this country beyond any other country on the face of the earth. We're so fortunate to live in this country. And I think Black Caesar even mentioned, you know, despite all the bad stuff that's happened, despite slavery and all that, this is still the greatest country on the face of the earth. And it is. And we need to be cognizant of that. You know, would you rather be... And I hate that great-grandparents were enslaved, but would you rather be in Africa where you're starving to death and the people are killing you, or would you rather be here? That's kind of what it comes down to. We have a call.
Chris.
Hey, Chris.
What's going on, Terry? How are y'all this afternoon?
How you good. Doing, buddy?
Pretty good. I have something to tell you tomorrow on your show, but it's a good. little far-fetched. You know, it's right up your alley, but it would be a downer for today's talk.
Yeah, let's save
it. Remember when I talked to you about the other stuff about the video game, about the Diablo series?
Yes,
well,
yes.
There's another one I've got recently, and you know, like, I've seen these different things happening in the game, and it's like, this is scary. You know, I'm thinking, this is already going on in this world today as it is, and they're just showing us and everything. Mm-hmm. But I can talk to you about that tomorrow.
Yeah,
but,
let's save that for tomorrow night. That'll be a good topic.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I know it's, you know, this is not for Friday when we all want to get away and forget right. all the stuff that's going on in this nutty
exactly.
world. But
exactly.
And then about the vaccines and stuff, I know my dad, when he was working at the grocery store years ago, mm-hmm. when he was growing up and making a living, you know, he was required to take one of the vaccines for the flu or something like that. And before he ever got that shot, he never got sick. You know, always perfect health. But
right.
as soon as he got it, it made him sick as a dog for a good week or so.
Mm-hmm.
And from then on, every summer, every winter, about the same time of every year, he always gets a little something or gets a little down or, you know, gets a little sick.
Yeah,
and he never had that happen before he got that shot.
Right, because now he's got it in him.
And that's one of the main reasons he's decided not to take it. And, of course, I'm not taking it either. And we've seen, even though that Fox is not the best out there, it's better than other places.
Sure.
You know, he watches Fox a lot during the day. And the stories that we hear on the radio, and they show up at the door, we're going to either ignore it or introduce them to Smith & Wesson or something similar.
Ooh, don't say that. Ignore them.
I know. I mean, I'd rather ignore them and make them think that there's nobody home, because he had mentioned that and all. But
put
of course,
up a
if
no
they
trespassing
do come,
sign.
Yep, no trespassing.
Yeah. But I've, you know, like you've probably seen in all the different things Greg has posted on the internet and stuff, that they've been instructed to, you know, disregard those signs and do it anyway.
Yeah, they want to get in your house. They ain't coming in my house.
And, of course, they probably know, you know, whoever sent them or, you know, whoever's up above them is going to have a record. You know, such and such person is going to this house at this time and everything. And if something happens, it'll come back to only most likely if something happens, you know, unspecifically, you know.
True.
So y'all have a good Friday.
Thanks,
and a
Chris.
Good weekend, and I'll call you on your show tomorrow afternoon after the game show and tell you what was going on on that other subject.
Please do. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Chris.
All right,
thanks,
y'all have
Chris.
A good.
All right.
Y'all have a good one.
All right.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Here are busiest spots right now. Troy Highway at East South Boulevard, Congressman Dickinson Drive at 231 to Wetumpka, and the Northern Boulevard right there at that big intersection. We've also got some slow traffic on 85 southbound up to the 65 merge, I-65 and 85, pretty busy downtown. And we've got a minor accident on I-65 southbound just before Highway 80. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. If you're traveling southbound tonight on Highway 331 to Highland Home or Laverne, we have an accident just before Highland Home that has traffic snarled on 331 on both directions for several miles. So please use caution there and watch out for emergency vehicles. Summertime's in full swing at Festival Plaza. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors Service Department is growing, and we're looking for experienced technicians. Sign-on bonus available for some positions. Apply online at brubaker.com.
Jeff Branco from Chappie's Deli.
And Mike Costanza from Chappie's Deli.
It's so nice having the dining rooms back open, Mike.
Yes, welcome back, everyone.
Thank you all so much. Great seeing so many families and friends eating together again.
Thank you once again, folks, from all of us at Chappie's Deli.
Would you like to save hundreds, thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars on your credit card payments? Then go to Lightstream.com/news. That's the only place you'll find Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, plus a special discounted rate for radio listeners. Pay off all your high-interest credit card debt at a much better interest rate. How much better? for radio listeners, as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit. That's right. Pay off your high-interest credit cards and get a discounted rate as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit when you go to lightstream.com/news. The only way to get this reduced interest rate is to go to this exclusive URL today, lightstream.com/news. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/NEWS to get this exclusive rate, lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval, rates with this discount range from 5.83% APR to 19.99% APR and includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hey, it's Angel from Beauty and Beyond, and I want to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to advertise on Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped keep traffic coming to our location. We would like to thank the city for the support, and we also recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. A busy day for officials in Macon County. An 18-wheeler caught fire overnight after a wreck and shut down northbound lanes of Interstate 85 near Shorter. That caused a major delay in traffic. Crews are cleaning up the wreckage and diesel fuel. Five people were involved in the wreck with only one minor burn injury. The Landmarks Foundation is holding its market day in Old Alabama Town in downtown Montgomery tomorrow from 10 to 2. There'll be vendors, live music, and activities and tours for the whole family. Admission is $10. The Alabama chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics wants Alabama students to be required to wear face masks to start the new school year. Officials say more than 50,000 children in the state have gotten COVID-19 since the pandemic started. It says numbers are going up at the same rate as last summer. Governor Kay Ivey says she doesn't think there should be a school mask requirement. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Scattered evening showers and thunderstorms are roaming around, and they'll cool down a few lucky towns before fading out later on tonight. Overnight low temperature falls to about 74. Tomorrow and Sunday are going to be hot. High around 93 Saturday, closer to the mid-90s Sunday. Heat index 100 to 105 both days. Scattered random thunderstorms for a few lucky towns here and there. And the intense heat and humidity will continue on Monday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, welcome back to the closing segment of Happy Hour. I am your sort of guest host, I guess, Terry Adams, filling in for Greg at the Voice of the River Region Budell as he takes an afternoon off. And I hope him and Roz are having a really good time.
Yeah.
Hope he had safe travels. Hope he avoided the mess on 65, particularly, or 85, whichever one it was.
Yeah, 85.
The 85s are, or the 5s are bad. It just seems like every day there's accidents.
They had a couple accidents this afternoon.
Yeah, really?
On I-85, yeah. Mm.
People need to understand when it rains, you need to double your braking distances, make sure you have your lights on. Just be smooth in all your inputs so your car won't get out of control. Yeah. I've hydroplaned once in my life, and I'm a control freak, and I have to be in control. And Lynn and I had our two labs in the back of had a shop truck that was a Ford, and we were going down old 31, sudden rainstorm. Next thing you know, we're sideways going down the road, and brake pedal didn't make any difference. Gas pedal, no difference. Steering wheel, no difference. Just like we're passengers. That scared me worse than I've ever been scared in my life.
I had the same thing happen to me. Coming between Prattville and Montgomery, and you know where that big, there's a big, where it, big, decline down the side of the hill, and my car hydroplaned and started spinning around. And I landed all the way down that incline in between two trees.
Lucky.
And I thought when I settled down after being through that experience, I thought I'm gonna drive out of here not from that space. Mm-hmm. I had to be towed up.
Sure, but you walked away from that.
Exactly. Well, and I drove away from it.
Fortunate.
There wasn't a scratch on my cart. There was underbrush in the undercarriage.
Yeah.
I looked like I was incognito. Yeah. But that guy said, do you realize it took every ounce of chain he had and then some to pull me up from that? Because it's a ways down,
that's
incline.
That's a ravine.
Yeah. But anyway, that was my only experience, and I pray my only experience ever.
Yep. Same here.
Bad.
It is. It's scary. Having no control is very, very scary. It is for me, anyway.
Yeah.
I remember racing one time. I was at Road Atlanta going through the S's and spun. And I'm sitting there in the middle of the track facing in the wrong direction with cars coming at me running over 100 miles an hour. That was scary. But at least I was in control. When you hydroplane, you have no control. And it is a very, very scary, scary feeling.
Yep.
Very scary. But folks, just be cool out there. Slow down. Turn your lights on and double your braking distance. You know, when I was growing up, and you were 14, you get your motorcycle license. And you could turn that in when you're 15 to get your learner's permit for your car. Then when you're 16, you had to get behind the wheel and show you could handle a car. That's the way the licensing thing worked back when I was a kid. And I assume they do that now. But still, so many people do not know how to drive. It's scary when you get out on the road, particularly around Montgomery. They don't use their turn signals. It's just, I could go on and on. It's scary. Particularly, you know, growing up being a motorcycle guy, they can't see you. And it's even worse when you're a biker because cars, you're invisible to a car. There was somewhere I was going with this, and I'll be honest with you, I totally forgot.
Okay.
But that's okay. It's kind of how it goes when you get old. We have a call.
Joy.
Hey, you are on the air.
Hey, I can hardly hear you.
I can hardly hear you, so that makes us even.
I don't know what's wrong with our telephone, but I wanted to tell you
today
at about 12 or 1 o'clock, my husband and I were in Monroeville, Alabama. We were in the middle of Walmart shopping,
and
all of a sudden, these helicopters were on top of the store.
What?
I mean, everybody in there looked up because the helicopters, and it was only like a minute or so that they came over the intercom system and said, we possibly have a fire in the store, so everyone exit the building, wherever you are. So some people didn't even hear it, and so we went outside in the heat. They made us stand against the wall. They wouldn't let us take my husband's handicapped, so they would not let him take one of those little carts.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to stand there in the heat. And then finally they said, you can't stand against the wall. So they made us go out into the parking lot, and then it was over. But I wonder where the helicopters came from in Monroeville.
Yeah.
Monroeville, it's in the middle of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
That's real suspicious.
That's weird. I'm going to have to look into that.
Oh, thanks. We listen to your show on Saturday night, and we have problems with our shortwave radio, but we're always trying to rig it up and get you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I wanted to ask you, who was the guy that you were talking about having slit eyes?
Oh, well, the caller had said that there was an interview with Don Lemon with the tapioca bowl of pudding in the White House, the guy pretending to be president.
Oh, okay.
Him.
Okay, and I'd like to know, I don't know if it's too personal or not, but why do you call your wife short, mean, little woman?
Because she's a little short, mean woman.
I always think of that. I'm going to ask him.
It's a term of affection.
It is a term. I love my wife dearly.
Lynn is precious.
Yeah.
And they have a great relationation.
Yeah. Oh, that's real neat. Well, we'll look forward to your show tomorrow night.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
Thanks,
thank you for
Joy.
Calling.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's weird. Helicopters landing on the top of Walmart in Monroeville.
Yeah.
I'm sure they came from Fort Rucker because that's kind of where all of them come from. I know somebody that works down there. I'll have to call him or have the wife call him and find out if he knows about what's happening down there. That's strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember, you know, I grew up in a little town called Petrie, population 64. And the helicopter, they would practice flying just right above the trees all the time down there, helicopters. I was told they were looking for marijuana. I don't know. They never would have found mine because I didn't have any. So I don't know if they were looking for pot or just practicing or what, but they're all kind of activity in Crenshaw County with the helicopters. Now, of course, come, like I said, from Fort Rucker. So who knows? It's no telling.
No telling.
I think I'm supposed to hit a break
now.
Yes. How about that? I'm catching on to this. This is so different from what I do.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, we'll be back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I am not a particularly handy person, which is why I do not mess with electricity. So when our home needs something, we call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. There's all types of reasons to love these guys in this company because they know what they're doing. First of all, they're all master certified electricians, the very best of the best. If you live in an older home like we do, it's a good idea to have them check out your system to make sure there's nothing going on that could lead to an electrical fire. They are absolutely devastating. Mr. Electric has installed an outdoor fixture for us. We asked them to put in our Ring doorbell system, swap out lighting, outdoor lighting that was motion activated that stopped working. I didn't know that water could get into those when it got old or there were cracks, but it does. They fixed that for us and also installed additional outdoor motion activated lighting, so our house is covered. You never have to think about who to call because they know what they're doing, and here's what you'll love. When they make an appointment with you, your doorbell is going to ring at that time. They will be there. They will assess the work that you need done, give you an upfront price, and that is the price you'll pay. If it's an installation, there's any mess, they clean that up so all you're left with is the results you called for in the first place. They really do great work. You can learn more at MrElectricOfMontgomery.com or call them now at 245-1566. 245-1566 for the great team at Mr. Electric.
This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. You should consider hiring a real estate agent for your new construction project. Someone who'll represent you, look out for your best interests, and help you save money. I will be with you from breaking ground to closing. For further details, please call me at 334-398-2896.
Coming to Montgomery October 7th for one night only.
You know, it's the greatest honor of my life to serve as vice president.
Faulkner University presents the 48th Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Mike Pence.
It was freedom, not socialism, that gave us the most prosperous economy in the history of the world. Freedom is about enabling people to live their lives as they see fit, not government control.
Order your tickets today at faulkner.edu or call 334-386-7257.
Don't miss the savings during Lowe's Just for Pros event. Stop by the Pro Desk and get an extra 5% off volume savings orders over $1,500. Plus, look for more savings across the store, including tools, paint, lighting, and other pro essentials to help you get the job done right. Shop today at Lowe's, the new home for pros. Discount on eligible product only and reflected in quote. Terms and exclusions apply. See Pro Desk in store for details now through July 30th. U.S. only.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Babbel, huh? I think our president had a leg up on that. He definitely does knows how to babble.
Kind of reminds me of what we do sometimes.
Speaking in tongues?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty
just
cool.
Babbling.
Yep. Every how the spirit hits you. It's been a fun show. It's been different because, you know, my show, I have a five-minute break at the top and bottom and a three-minute break. Other than that, I'm talking the whole time because I don't play a whole lot of stuff. I talk for 4 hours. So on this show, I don't know how Greg does it. You talk for like 2 minutes, then you have a bunch of commercials, then you talk for 3 minutes, and you know. But hopefully this hasn't been as depressing as the news, because that's what we kind of wanted to get away from was the news, because I'm sick of it. I'm tired of hearing it. I'm tired of it manifesting. I don't want to hear it. You know, I know what's going on. I don't like it, but I don't need to be watching it and focusing on it. That's not going to help.
I think we all need to take a break from the news.
Amen.
Every
really
once
do.
In a while.
Yep. And folks, You know, something that I was taught at a facility, I'll just put it that way, up in Warrior, Alabama, was one day if you're alone in your house and you happen in your bedroom, drop a quarter down on the floor. And when you reach down to get that quarter, while you're on your knees, take the opportunity to speak to your Creator, just to talk to God and ask Him. Just say, I want to have a relationship with you because I don't know what's going on. I don't know what you want. I don't even know if you exist, but I want to build a relationship with you. You will be amazed at what will happen. And I'm not saying you're going to hear voices. I'm going to say, what I'm going to tell you is circumstances are going to happen in your life that's going to lead you in a certain direction and take you in a certain direction. And that's a God thing. It is amazing. I have experienced it. I've seen it. I've heard about it from people that I know and love. I know it happens. It's amazing, but right now you need to get close to your Creator, because we don't know what's going to happen. And I'm hoping that everything that I'm getting from some people I know in the intelligence, I'm hoping they're right, and I'm hoping that things are going to be set right. But it doesn't matter if that happens or not. What matters is, are you saved? Are you ready? Do you have a good relationship with your Creator? That is so important for your Savior, to have a relationship with your Savior. I felt like I needed to tell you that, so I did.
The thing is, we may not know who holds or what tomorrow's going to bring, but
True.
We know who holds tomorrow.
That's right.
And so if we're counting on and relying on circumstances mm-hmm. to make us happy or to settle our lives, we probably are going to be miserable most of the time.
That is so true.
You have to find your joy in not in your circumstances, because you will probably never be joyful,
right?
You know, but I know, like you, my faith informs my life,
mm-hmm.
and so therefore I can find joy even in the midst of chaos.
There you go. I'll just take it cold.
Okay.
Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening, y'all.
Hey, Randall, what's up?
To finish it off, that's one good thing about America. You're free to do that. You're free to talk to your knees.
That's
and,
right.
Pick up a quarter and pray.
That's right.
And if somebody runs you off the property, I mean, the way America's set up, you can start from nothing and get it back. I mean, you yep. really can. I mean, yep. and I'm not telling Black Caesar that somebody shouldn't pay for what happened. I mean, hey, look it up and handle it yourself if you feel need be. But America is a place that we can do all that. You know what I mean?
And get along with each other. That's right.
You know, my niece works at that facility up in Warrior.
Really?
Yeah, she's a charge nurse up there.
That's awesome.
Good people.
I learned the same thing, but I just, they told me when you bend down to pick the quarter up off the floor, always say prayer. You know what I mean? And so I guess dropping one is the same way. It's always like, you know, there's change always, you know, you bend that to pick something up.
right.
You know what I mean? Go
Give
ahead.
Give me a pencil, it don't matter. Yeah.
Yeah, you're halfway there. Go ahead and meet God halfway. You're halfway there.
So, well said. Well said, Randall.
I love y'all, man.
Love
man,
you too. Have a great weekend.
Greg has got to be proud of what he left in his hand. I mean, y'all did great, man.
Thank you.
Real
great.
I appreciate that, man.
Thank you. I'll see y'all.
See you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yep. Here we go. Is that it?
Yep.
All right, guys. My listeners, I'll talk to you guys Saturday night. Thank you, Miss Rosie, for everything.
I think we'll still have maybe a few minutes after we
Let's
get
find
through
out.
This break.
Let's find out.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic, we're looking good around Montgomery right now. We've got light to moderate traffic on the boulevard around the city, I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. No accidents to tell you about at the moment. Norman Bridge Road outbound, a little congestion there, but that's about it. Wetumpka, Prattville, Millbrook, I'll give it an all clear right now. Buckle up, drive carefully, and enjoy the weekend. Trenum State hosting a Super Saturday Blitz tomorrow. They'll be giving on-the-spot admission approvals from 9 to 2 p.m. Change your life. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Are you traveling this summer? How about a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors? From our dealership to your driveway, it's betteratbrubaker.com.
You may not realize it, but on every given day here in the River Region, you're probably going to find yourself standing on a floor that was bought and installed by our friends at Georgia Floors Direct. Maybe you have a wish list, a room you'd like to redo. Maybe your carpeting is looking worn and beat down, and you'd like to replace it with something like a hardwood or a laminate or even a tile floor. Georgia Floors Direct has been the place to go for 50 years and will be for the next 50. Here's how it works. They bring in popular, high-fashion styles of flooring to their warehouse at 1975 Eastern Boulevard. Jeff Mallinson has assembled what I call the merry band of flooriers. So when you go to Georgia Floors Direct, let them know what your budget is. You can do 12 months, good as cash, by the way, for qualified buyers. What your budget is, what you're looking to do, and they'll show you the array of choices you're going to have with the parameters that you set. It works every single time. And their team of installers are precision perfect. So you have Georgia Floors Direct from the minute you walk in the door till the minute you're standing on your brand new flooring at home. Georgia Floors Direct, also check out their Facebook page filled with interesting items on home decoration and improvement. That's Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is hiring. Discover the Dixie Difference, a level of excellence that my family has proudly provided its clients and staff since 1908. Apply at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And welcome back to the end. Well, 4 minutes from now will be the end of Happy Hour. It's been a fun show. Let's take this call. Mr. Rick?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Rick, you are on the air, sir.
All right. Harry, how you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I tell you, this morning I got on my motorcycle, and I went on a little over 100-mile trip just riding around the countryside.
No particular place to go.
Yeah, that was it, and that's I just enjoying it, you know. Life is still going on. People are still going about their business. You know, you just forget about the news and everything is rosy. But let me tell you, I believe in God, and this has worked in my life. If you don't have a quarter to drop on the floor,
yes, sir.
Try tithing.
Yep.
You'll be amazed that God will respond to you tithing. Your faith in Him.
Mm-hmm.
And don't expect, you know, to get rich or anything like that, but just try tithing. Even though you don't have enough money to pay the bills, try tithing and just see what happens. That's all I got to say, man.
That was perfect.
Thank you, Mr. Rick.
All right, we'll see you, bud.
Take care.
Thanks.
You know, he's right. When Lynn and I were plugged in at a church locally a few years ago, the guy who did the music, good friend of mine, one morning we're in Sunday school and we're talking, and he's like, you know, I don't know what we're going to do. We're like $300 short on something, had a car problem or something. And after church, he had this big smile on his face. And I said, Mike, what's going on? He goes, you're not going to believe this, but so-and-so asked me to come and do the music for their daughter's school thing, and it's paying $300. Exactly the amount that he needed. And I'm like, you're kidding. He goes, no, it's a God thing. It's unreal. I've seen it happen so many times.
Terry, I could tell you, instance
could.
After instance after instance where that has happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that God has met every need of my life.
Not every
He's
want.
He's been faithful.
But every need, right?
Yeah,
big
every
difference.
Need, right.
Yep, that's when we have to get out of ourselves. Yep.
Right.
Well, for me, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me.
And He's given me a lot of wants, you know, because... I try to put Him first in everything. So
awesome.
You know, He's faithful.
Yeah, He is. He is. He's a good God. And I really believe He's going to take care of His people. He always has.
Yep, He is. He promised He would.
That's right. Exactly
and he
right.
He's the one person you can trust what He says.
Because He's not a human being.
If He says it, you can take it to the bank.
Ain't that the truth? Yeah, you can't really trust man. Man will get you every time. We're just humans. We have, you know, we're faulty. It's just, we have our frailties. It's just the way we are. It's the way we were made.
Yep.
Unfortunately, when the fall happened, that's kind of what happened. But anyway, it's been a fun show, and I hope that we've gotten you out of the doldrums of the mainstream media. That was the goal. That was my goal coming into this. I'm just glad you were here to help me and guide me through this, Miss Rosie. Thank you so much.
I love you know, doing the show with you.
Yeah, I love doing the show with you, too. We always get good feedback because we both kind of, we always, when in doubt, we go to the God thing because that's consistent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, folks, I hope you have a great weekend. Please, everybody out there, be safe. And remember what I said, if it's raining, slow down, double your braking distances, be smooth at what you do. And I wasn't kidding about getting on the floor and praying to God and getting a relationship going. It's so important where we are in this point in history.
Yeah, especially in these days.
Exactly.